And welcome to Gravel Lives, a place to chat and have a few sips. Today is January 11th, 2023. Thanks for listening.
I'm Caitlin, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
And I'm Kelsey, and my pronouns are also she, her,
and tonight, oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, go for it.
And tonight, we have W beers.
Woohoo!
Again.
Yes. Part two. W beers, part two.
Which, I mean, who doesn't like a good W, right?
Exactly.
In my attempts to plan ahead, I bought W beers, but then Kelsey also bought W beers because that's how the alphabet works. So, but I don't think we're necessarily in a hurry to finish the alphabet. We're just having fun with it. So
we haven't figured out what to do next. So
yeah, I was thinking about that tonight too, but I don't know. We did colors in the alphabet.
Can we do state? Countries? States might be hard.
Yeah, that's like, I think we could get a lot of them, but then we wouldn't necessarily be stuck in an order. Like, we can make like a spreadsheet.
Yes.
Because, you know, we both love spreadsheets.
Exactly.
And just list the states and then whatever one you find.
It's like, oh, pick this one. Okay. Yeah. Then we get to check it off.
Yeah, we can at least see how it goes.
And then if it doesn't work out, then maybe we can get some help from somebody. Genius. We'll post it somewhere. We'll see.
This is just like how we came up with our knit-along for last year. Like, it happened like first podcast of the year. We're like, what are we going to do? Let's welcome do a stash chat.
Welcome to 2023.
Geniuses. Anyways, our first beverage. Thank Kelsey. We're awesome. We're awesome. I'm excited. I love your idea. It's going to be fun. So this one's from Boulevard Brewery, and we've had different versions, but I don't think we've had this version of it. And it is part of their Space Camper series. And this one is called Hyper Warp, and it is a black IPA.
I'm excited about this one because it's a black IPA.
I haven't had one in a while.
I love a good black IPA. I think we've had Thomas Beck on here before, but we haven't had many.
Yeah. We would like to cheers the sheep for their wool, the shepherds for their dedication.
And the sheepdogs.
And the beer that keeps the world happy. That feels so weird, me saying that. Also, cheers. I was like, oh yeah, we should do this. And oh, it feels so backwards.
It does. Because
not my line, man.
We drink and then we cheers. Oh, man.
Oh, I did do that, though. I like it. It almost, there's like this kind of like poppy feel to it.
Poppy feel?
Poppy. Like, poppy. Oh. Like it's a little bit of like a
like the
Pepsi undertone.
It definitely has that, like, the carbonation is kind of in line. There is a kind of like
in a good way. And it's nice and roasty.
Mm-hmm. I think it has like a little bit of a smokiness to it, a little bit woodsy.
Oh, woodsy's a good word.
It's one of those where it's like, I want a lighter beer, as I put air quotes big time. Mm-hmm. Because it's still not like a light beer. It's not one that you're going to have like eight of. Not that you should ever have eight beers of anything.
Good stories, though.
One of the Jamaica's stories. but it's not a light beer, but it still makes you feel like you want to curl up next to the fireplace with it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's not a heavy beer that's going to sit in your stomach like a rock, but it's like, oh, I just kind of want to sit here with this one.
Yeah. So I think, at least for me, this would be sessionable.
Mm-hmm. I could at least do two of them. I don't know. Yeah. I think just because it's a flavor has enough impact that I might not be able to do anything more than that. But
that roasty finish is fun. And it's got like full flavor, but kind of that lighter feel than mm-hmm. like some other IPAs can have. Just like you were saying, I'm kind of saying the same. This is fun. I like this.
It's a good choice.
Yay, thanks.
I really
to
like
W's. Woo!
Cheers again to W.
Cheers.
my camera is over here, but it's over here.
Oh, I totally got it. I was with you. I had something that I almost sent us down another tangent, and it was gonna be funny, and then I forgot.
Oh man,
seems like I'm gonna have us off the wheels a lot tonight.
I feel like that's the name of the game. Wheels on the bus go round and round.
Oh yes, okay. Apparently that song's my remembering song. When I realized today, like, Kelsey was like, oh, what, I think you asked me what our beers were tonight. You're like, what are the beers tonight? I'm like, W. Wait a minute, we just did W. And like, it's this long conversation of me trying to figure out what happened.
Well, and it certainly didn't happen.
I'm like, oh, I got it, can you do W again with me?
And it certainly didn't help, but I'm going, hey, Do I have the beers? Do I need to pick up the beers?
Oh.
I don't know. What beers are they?
Oh, I didn't realize that's what you were getting at. Yeah. No, it's definitely my turn because you went the last two.
Right.
So that's why I didn't know my alphabet and we have two W's.
So there are now 27 letters in the alphabet.
Yes. Well, now that we have our beverages and I've brought us down at least two tangents, how are you, Kelsey?
You know, I'm pretty great.
Yay.
The new year is off to a fantastic start. Before we got started recording, I was just telling Caitlin that I started back to school.
Yay!
So I'm kind of excited about it. I'm working on a degree in computer languages at our local community college, which is pretty awesome and has allowed me to do online classes for the majority of it, which works really well with a very hectic schedule. This semester, I'm taking a class that I should have taken when I very first started the program.
Okay.
And honestly, might have helped my grades in some of the other classes. So I don't know, depending on how bad I feel, I might have to go back and retake some of the classes. But I'm just excited. Like, I got the textbook. I'm taking Intro to Programming Logic and Design, which is all the like theory on programming.
Oh, neat.
I have a good like understanding of programs and using programs, but building a good program and the theory behind it, I don't have.
Okay.
So I'm kind of really excited about this.
It sounds fascinating.
It has a lot of flowcharts.
Yes.
I think it'd be right up your alley, honestly.
So can I just sit in with you? Like any sure. lectures that you watch, just come over with a bag of popcorn.
We can just put the videos up on your TV and bag of popcorn and away we go.
Love it. That's awesome, Kelsey. I remember you talking about this years ago. We used to work closer to each other.
Yes.
And so Kelsey and I would go out to lunch like every other week and get sushi, which was fantastic.
God, I miss those days.
It was so nice. And I remember you talking about this.
Yeah. That would have been about the time I think I started back the first time.
Okay.
And so now I'm starting back the second time. I have been all forms of a student. I have been the high schooler that has taken college classes when I was, you know, a junior in high school. So I was the youngest person in there. I've taken college classes as a college. I have now taken college classes as a working full-time professional. So it's really kind of interesting to have been all over the board. And I'm definitely on the older end of my class, but I'm not the oldest in my class. One of our first assignments was an introduction, like, when do you plan to study? Do you have any experience in programming? What brought you to program? Do you work? What are your hobbies? And then we also had to interact with other students and reply and, you know, ask questions and things like that. And it's been kind of nice to get to know the other people. This is one of the first online classes in a while that we've actually interacted with each other.
That's nice.
It is. Important. It is. It's a key element that I feel is what I'm missing from a lot of online classes where it's just like, do, get your work done. And this one, and I really like the professor so far too. Unfortunately, so we use a program called Blackboard and the teacher is teaching five sections. Well, out of the five sections, they're all right except from our section, which has had assignments from 2018 and 19 in it. I had a version of the course from then.
Okay.
And yeah, right. So I had already done 2 weeks worth of homework in the last, because fortunately the professor was nice and like, hey, you've already completed the assignments. They're pretty much the same thing. You've already done the work. I'm giving you the full grade anyway. Just, you know, resubmit your,
okay.
I have a proof that you did it the work. So I still have my grade as it was, which is good.
But yeah, nice.
That's my super exciting thing. I'm going back to school.
That's super exciting.
And I'm really excited.
Like, that is really awesome.
Thank you.
I like want to come up with a better, like more thrilled word because that's a really big deal.
It's something I wanted to do. I don't know, as it is my job. I love my job. I'm a very good position with my job, but I've reached my peak of where I can go in it in my current role than the way it currently is. And ideally I would stay in my job, but this class would just expand my options of what I can do in my current. So yeah, I'm super excited.
Yeah, you should be.
I'm trying. Oh, I have one other exciting thing, and it's not about school. I've lived in my house for going on 12 years. Finally feel like I can truly settle into it. Like I can finally make it my own. Been here for 12 years. I've hung one thing on the wall. One thing. And otherwise it's been pretty bare. Now that we're truly going to stay here for a while, we're going to make it our home. And Cole is taking on the bathroom, first of all things.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. We picked up, we had some ideas of colors we wanted. And every once in a while, we'll browse by the like mist tint at Lowe's or Menards or somewhere. Mm-hmm. And we found a color that was like within our colors that we were looking at. And so we grabbed it and decided, okay, let's just go with the bathrooms.
Yay.
Yeah. Starting school, starting new paints in the house. It's like a whole new, yeah.
Whole new year.
Yep. Whole new year.
I like the butterflies for you guys. You two are just so cute and happy. You're kind of glowing now. Like when you first caught on, you looked so cold. And I was like, oh no, Kelsey. And now you're just kind of glowing with your very cute hat and your very cute hat.
Well, I'm definitely warmer now.
Good.
I think the hat, I didn't have it on very much before I got started. The cowls. Or not
cowl. It was a cowl. Shawl. Sorry. Shawl.
It's a shawl.
Sometimes they can look like both.
Yeah, this one is was a cool mystery one.
Oh, it is really cool. What was the name of it?
I think it's Women Must Make or something.
Okay.
But it was about making your own path based on arrows, which is very much up my alley for a lot of reasons. And I did it in cycling colors.
It's really fun.
The only thing I don't like about it is I did the I-cord edging on it afterwards, and I feel like I didn't pick up enough stitches. It's pretty
Well, from here, it looks awesome.
Like, I don't care. It's still cozy and super soft. And yeah, this is in the same yarn that you did that cabled scarf out of.
The gray one?
Yeah.
My mom loves it. She still wears it.
I'm like, good. Yes. Good. So yeah, I think that's me. I'm doing great. How are you?
That makes me really happy. You've worked really, really hard.
It's... After last year, I'm excited to have a slate for this year.
I got stuck. No, I'm not stuck. I'm good. Let's see. Last weekend was Brian's drill weekend, and we have just a few more weekends left before they are switching his requirements. Ooh. So he had some options, but the first, and he has to drive to Nebraska, so it's like 2 hours away. And what it has been is he drives up Friday night, is there in person on Saturday, and then drives home Saturday night and then works from home on Sunday. But now they're switching it to he's required to be there. So he could either do it once a month, both days, like Saturday and Sunday, or he could do like 6 days every quarter, which would eat up all of his PTO. So I think it was 6 days. Yeah. So in the summer, though, I keep saying I should go up and we could go to the zoo. But then it's kind of sad that he's working and then... Riker and I are going to the zoo, but
honestly,
it's Omaha.
Even if you're not going to the zoo, there are so many places in Omaha that you and Riker go to. There are a lot of parks, there are a lot of places. And honestly, I would send you over to Lincoln as well. It's only a half hour from there.
Oh, sweet.
There's a fantastic yarn store.
Strips are starting to get dangerous.
I mean, I can recommend ones in Omaha too.
That'd be really fun to check out some new stores, though. It's been a while.
Yeah. Maybe one of them I can figure out how to.
Yes. Yeah, because you keep ending up being there when Brian's there, but you're like hours kind of cross paths.
I know. So there have been a couple times Brian and I have been in Omaha about the same time. It's like, hey, let's meet for a quick beer while I'm passing through or something.
Yeah, I think it's super fun.
Oh, it's awesome. It's like I get to meet some of my best friends out in another state and do something cool somewhere else. Not that doing things at home is not great.
Yeah, but it's fun to travel. It's something, not that I really have like yearly goals, but I would like to spend more time making an effort to check out the rest of the world, be it Nebraska or wherever.
That's a good goal.
Thanks. And then let's see, last weekend while he was gone, I took Riker to the zoo and it was like a little over 20 degrees Fahrenheit, so below freezing. And our big hack, especially during the pandemic, is we'd go to the zoo, and Riker was littler, but there's an indoor area and we just walked that twice and he would be thrilled. Well, we walked it twice and then he's like, let's go outside. And I'm like, oh, outside. And he was all about it. So he did the outside too. And other people were doing it.
He had the right clothes on him.
Yeah. Yeah, he was super bundled up. I was like, I probably could have done more than jeans, but it was fine. Like, we were walking, so we were moving. But he loved it, and he like was playing with the seal that was like following him. And so when he was standing, the seal would like go up and down.
That was
pretty cool. Lay down, and the seal like lay down next to him. I just think maybe because it was a slower day at the zoo, they were feeling like more social.
It could be. Or they've been cooped up just as much as the rest of us.
That's true. New Year's and...
But you posted the perfect... Caitlin posted a meme that had a picture of a person looking kind of, I don't know, annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And said, Midwesters when it's... We don't get enough snow. And then the next picture, same picture. Midwesterners when we get too much snow. And I'm definitely that person. Maybe they are too.
I think I am too. I'm like, oh, too much snow. But then there isn't snow. And I'm like, oh, it's brown outside.
Snow.
But we have some winter left. So I think we'll be all right. Let's see. I've been biking. I've been enjoying my new bike. And I've been getting braver. So for what felt like forever, it was probably like a week or two. I was afraid to bike in the morning to the gym in the dark because of the ice on the trail and everything.
That's fair though. That can be scary stuff. Like it took Barb forever before she was back to it after her big crash. So scary.
Yeah, I'm scared. but I had an afternoon ride where I rode through it, and it was still below freezing, and I did okay. And so this week I've done it. I've gone and biked in the morning. And just makes me happy. And I'm like, I bought this bike so that I could bike in the winter. And now I'm not using it. So now I'm using it and enjoying it and being careful. Definitely, it's nice that I have like two sets of front lights. So I know that I can like really see. And if like one goes out, I'm okay.
Uh-huh.
So I got the other one. Yeah, so that's it. That's exciting for me because I've been a little scared.
You've been seeing some amazing sunrises.
Thank you. Oh, the one this morning, I think, is the best picture I've taken.
It was pretty great.
Thank you. I like got home and I think Brian was actually doing something. I'm like, look, see it. So I think that's me.
Very cool.
Yeah. So I guess that brings us to announcements.
And we have some big ones.
We do.
As we phrase it, when Caitlin and I talk four, we're going to do a little wrap up of the old year. Wrap up of the past and an intro to the new.
Yay.
Something like that. Anyway, so we're going to wrap up our 2022 make along, which was fantastic and has now come to a close.
Thank you, everyone.
Yes, we are so glad to have everyone that participated in whatever form, whether it was an Instagram post or a photo or even just looking at it and talking about it. And, or even if you knit all year long, it's got all your stash out. Wherever you landed on the board, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have a prize announced.
Prizes!
One of the things I wanted to say is that we are a negative 45,000 meters as a group of everyone who participated. And that amounts to miles of yarn.
Oh my God.
It's pretty cool.
That's super cool.
One of the things I want to track next year instead of just like an overall would be the in and out totals so that we have the absolute amount of how much we're...
Yeah, I kept a little pivot table for myself and see my averages.
I did something similar and I know that I knit about 70% of my stash that I brought.
Cool. In.
So we have a few prizes to announce. Where do we want to start?
Maybe leaderboard and then Instagram.
Perfect.
Prizes.
Okay. We'll start with the leaderboard. We'll go with our third place. Here's my drum roll.
I like
and
it.
That is Linda Collins.
Yay.
Woo! Negative 13,570 meters.
Incredible.
Pretty amazing. She's had does some beautiful work. If you have a chance, you should look her up on Instagram. You can definitely see her under our hashtag, Grapplemint Stash.
before recording, I was like, look at this. Look at this. Look at this.
You will be receiving a yarn.
Whoop, whoop.
Our second place. Marie.
Yay. Yay.
Woo. Negative 16,834 meters. Pretty cool. You will also, or you will be receiving a skein of handspun.
Yay.
And for our first place, our overall grand champion,
woo-woo,
with the most amount of yardage, meterage out of their stash, Shannon. Woo!
Yay!
Congratulations, Shannon. You will be receiving our stein for the year.
Yay!
Negative 26,645 meters.
So that's almost, what, about like 14 miles?
Exactly. A little over 14 miles. Wow. That's impressive.
That's really awesome. Good job stash busting, guys.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate having you all year long, whatever you did. There were some amazing projects. We had 394 entries on our stash challenge, whether it was incoming or outgoing. So that was pretty cool. Then we have a couple giveaways for our fourth quarter participants. And we did these both mostly through Instagram and had our wonderful friend Siri help us with a little random number generating. We have, do you want to tell about this prize?
Oh, sure. You're doing so good. So prize one is I almost fell off my chair. Leaning forward. this is a Craftsy cable knit notions kit. And it's at the very least, it's a really nice bag. And I believe there's several different types of cable needles in here. It's never been opened. And some other fun, like stitch markers and things like that in there.
And that is going to our friend Shannon. Congratulations. Yay! Then I have a set of Iowa themed stitch markers made by myself
cool.
I got some really cool charms, if you will, that I've been adding on to stitch marker. So I've been making little sets. It's kind of fun. So the Iowa themed stitch marker set is going to Missy.
Yay, Missy.
So if you have not been in contact with us before with your address, if you are not a Patreon member, I do not have your address. So if you could please send us an email at gravelknits@gmail.com, that would be fantastic. Okay. Anything else? Anything to go along with 2020?
Oh, awesome. Way to slay, guys. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Yes.
You're awesome. Thanks for joining us.
Do we need to announce our host prize? Oh, our host winners.
I wish I could roll my R's.
I can't at all. I'm not even close. Never have been. As many of you might have guessed it, our host winner this year is Caitlin.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
I mean, my 14-pound blanket.
That pretty
triple.
Much.
That pretty I much. Mean, that switched me into the negatives.
Because that was about 11,000 or 1,100 yards, right?
Yeah, probably. Maybe not, but probably the biggest piece I'll ever make or up there.
Probably definitely up there. And that thing is huge. I really applaud your commitment to that this year.
Thank you.
I don't think I could have done it in a year. That is a big, big, big project. And wow.
Well, thank you.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
Caitlin,
we'll battle it out for next year.
Here we go, and I'm already off to a good start. Caitlin.
Yeah, I'm either negative or not, depending if the 1st to the 10th counts this year.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, then I'm at zero right now.
We'll wait for our introduction. I'll let you know.
Okay.
But yes, it'll be starting the day of.
Perfect.
Okay, so Caitlin ended up with a negative 5,482 meters. So you ended up with a negative 5K, ma'am.
Yes.
3.1. And I ended with a positive 10,326, which I feel really good about.
Yeah, like I'm thinking any year before this, I was definitely at least there, probably like five times that.
We'll see what this year brings.
So I was buying yarn like weekly before I started this. Or before we started this.
Right before we started this, there was, I know, there was a while. But there's like that whole stash building period.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
I'll give you that for sure. Yeah, I think we've all been there. Or at least most of us have been there. I think that wraps up for 2022 Mekong.
Yay. Woo! We did it, guys.
Congratulations. So proud of everyone that did anything, whether it was spinning, weaving, crochet, knitting, anything that we, you know, enjoy doing. Well done. That brings us into 2023.
Yay.
We're going to go ahead and continue having a Stein challenge. So there will be another opportunity this year. So if you feel like participating, we have our year-long make-along, which will be kind of considered in the same way, where if you have entries that you want to track and enter your incoming and outgoing stash again this year, we have that. But we'll also be doing 4 quarters of make-alongs this year. We know that not everybody wants to, you know, commit to the full year or, you know, commit to a full project. And so we're going to do something really kind of cool this year. In the theme of going to school and learning and doing things, how about we do something new for us? The idea of this first quarter, we're going to do a new year and new skills. So if you can find some way to justify that your project has some kind of new skill to you, we'll take it.
Absolutely.
I'll do an entry. And it'll be Instagram, email. That'll probably be the 2 big places.
Yeah. And it does not need to be finished, but you do need to give an attempt to it. And some examples, like I've never knit gloves. So that's what I'm doing this time. So it doesn't have to be like something crazy wild, but it can be.
Or like, I want to do a, what's that braid called? The lateral braid that they
have. Latvian?
Yeah, a Latvian braid. Yeah. I want to do a Latvian braids this year. And so maybe you do half of a mitten that has a Latvian braid. That would count.
Yeah,
if
totally.
You have some way to justify that it's a new to you skill, awesome. There will be an entry page, entry form on our website, hoping to get it updated by the time that this episode goes live. So hopefully next day or two for that. And we'll kind of go from there, right? So it could be really anything, whether it's a style or a technique or a whole new craft. So there will be 2 separate things. So we'll have our quarterly make-alongs and our year-long stash challenge, but the entry form will be on the same page. Yay!
Yeah, perfect.
I think that might wrap it up for announcements.
Perfect.
All right, Caitlin, what have you been listening to?
Mostly knitting podcasts.
Okay, you're going to have to tell me some more.
I am really excited about this. So it is brand new. They have 3 episodes out right now. But what I find is really interesting is they have recorded a year worth of episodes.
Okay.
And then they did their intro episode and posted that. And then the next 2 episodes are like a Christmas episode. And then they're going to start on the stuff that they've already recorded.
Interesting.
So that makes me feel like we're going to get a year of material, which is really exciting. And it is from Norway. And I'm going to butcher their names, but it's Ingvild and Vibeke. I'm so sorry if I'm definitely off on the names, but it is fun. I feel like every episode they start off giggling about something and there's just this excitement and funness. So yeah, I'm excited to check it out. They're 3 episodes in, but I feel like they're still kind of introducing their intentions. They're looking to make something like it was really important to them that'd be timeless. So you can listen to it anytime.
Okay.
So I thought that was cool too. So they're not really talking about trends as much as just knitting.
I love that. I have not had a chance for them yet, but I have heard how if I can't think of the, so it's in English,
mm-hmm.
but they're Norwegian and sometimes they can't quite think of the English or English word for what they're talking about. So I hope to hear a little bit of Norwegian in there from time to time.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. It's cool. I'm excited to hear more from them.
I'll have to check them out.
It I don't know. It reminded me like the excitement when we first started. Not that I'm not excited now, but like This is the start of something cool. Oh, all of that. I don't know. We can move on. But I'm just excited about it.
That's awesome. I'm excited to give them a listen.
Kelsey, what's brewing?
How about I start with one in my hands?
Excellent.
Seems to be my go-to.
Oh, pretty.
So this
is... Oh, that's fun.
Nope. No. My hands in. This is just another one.
You're on fire.
This is the Rain Brioche hat. This is the second one I've made of them. It's by Katrin Schubert. I have a link to the pattern on Lovecrafts as well as my Ravelry. But I'm using Malabrigo.
I love Malabrigo.
In that cool blue color that I know I have it on my page, but I can't remember. And then I'm using Fire Emblem Dyeworks, her winter palette pie colors. I had in minis on Cozy Base, which is her worsted weight base. And the pattern is, thank you. The pattern is originally written for DK weight. But okay. I had worsted weight, so I just bumped it up a needle size and took out like one row of each.
Okay.
So kind of just estimated a little bit and still kind of sticking to numbers as far as instead of a medium being 80 stitch, you know, a large would be 80 stitch because I went up needle sizes. I am really enjoying this pattern so much. So this is the second one I'm making of it. And I have intentions of making a third.
With your rainbow hand spun, right?
Yes. So I have one completed hat in this, and then this is the second one, and then I'm going to do a third one in my hand spun. But I'm kind of thinking I still have some leftovers. Depends on how many leftovers I have of this yarn. I might make a third one.
That's awesome that you're like loving that pattern so much.
Yeah, it's just been fun. I felt this calling towards brioche back in December, mm-hmm. a couple weeks ago. I don't know. I've just been like, I need to knit something in brioche. And it's pretty simple, but it looks, you know, it's more than just brioche. It's got sections of brioche that alternate with, it's two colors. Each section is two colors. And then you do like five different contrasting colors. So a lot of people have done them in rainbows. This one is blues and green purples. So then you do one section of brioche and then one section of sort of a mosaic knitting with some purling and then more brioche.
Oh,
that gives that.
What's going on there?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't quite tell when you're looking at it far away. You're like, oh, there's just like this row. But it looks pretty neat. Really, really loving it.
Yay.
pretty much at this point. Oh, is it going here? Since it's not technically done, but it'll be done by the next time. I've finished the knitting on this. Now I'm just weaving them in the end. So maybe we call it done or maybe we don't. This is my Nomadic Knits 12 Days of Knitmas cowl.
Oh, it's cute.
It was so much fun. I had zero intention of doing this.
Okay. What changed your mind?
I read like two of the newsletters. It's like, oh, you know what? I got some new yarn. So I think that the last Patreon shipment from Watts Yarn arrived. And like 2 days later, I saw the emails about this. And I'm like, dun, 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 and connect the dots. Let's go. But I will say it was a lot of freeform for myself, if you will.
Okay.
They give you an idea of what it's going to be and what the yarn requirements are. They send out a nice little like free email that gives you planning and everything. And Nomadic Knits offers kits and things that are already sorted out for you. And the really awesome part is, so it's a 12-day mystery knit along. And each day is a different like stitch pattern or different style or different something. But the cool thing was they included how much of each yarn you're going to need for that day. Like, okay. So your main color today, you need 13 grams and you need 7 grams of your contrasting color or something like that.
That's awesome.
And I just honestly picked up scraps around my house. So like the first day was the ribbing.
Okay.
And then the second day it has this cool diagonal pattern to it, so it's almost like a rib diagonal, and okay. each each day was from a different designer.
That's fun.
Yeah. So each day, each designer was in one of their different magazines. So you have everything from ribbing to some lace to stranded knitting to, let's see, this was mosaic with purling. This section was a blank section that you then came back and embroidered on later. And then a couple more sections of stranded knitting each day. Let's see, there's snowflakes and mountains and trees, and then some cables, and then more mosaic knitting where you alternated different colors, four different colors. And then the That's last lovely. Ribbing. Yeah, it's about 20 inches long or so.
Okay.
But it fits so nicely. Yeah, I use one of the Patreon colors from Watts Yarn. I forget the color, but it's in my... And then a bunch of different scraps. But it's a good way to add some color to a nice base of green, which isn't my normal color, but I really enjoy it.
Beautiful.
So yeah, that. And I've been spinning. I've been doing a lot of spinning ever since I got my new wheel. It makes it go really sort of portable. But yeah, the spinner is a little bit more portable when I can do it from the couch rather than sitting at my wheel.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
So you can get more cozy.
Exactly.
At least that's my goal when I'm at home.
Exactly.
It's maximize my coziness.
I've got two spinning projects going right now. The first is a Polworth silk blend from Three Waters Farm that has essentially rainbows. I am doing a 2-ply of that. And I have one that has one long gradient. And then the next sections are split up so that they'll reach.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then the other one, I kind of want to give a little bit more information on this one.
Okay.
I'm spinning some Bradner, which is a breed of sheep.
Okay.
That I got from Southern Cross Fiber.
Cool.
And it's technically the first fiber I tried on my new wheel. And I'm about halfway done with that one, but then I got distracted by shiny things.
how does it feel to use?
It feels really good. So like Polworth and silk, they kind of tend to stick a little, and this Radnor has a little bit more bounce.
Okay.
The Radnor is definitely kind of along the same lines of Jacob, not quite. White as crimped. I'm still learning.
I think it's amazing. I think it's fascinating.
So I thought I'd give a little bit more information.
Okay.
This is just coming from Wikipedia, but the Hill Radnor is a breed of domestic sheep originating in the United States. Classified as one of the mountains, it is most common from Powys down to southwest Herefordshire and Monmouthshire. The Hill Radnor has a dense white fleece with a light brown face and legs. Ewes are polled and rams are horned. It is listed as a vulnerable breed by the Rare Breed Survival Trust of the UK.
Hmm.
So I think it's good that I try to use some of
them. Yeah.
Cool. I love trying to get new different breeds off. I think that does it for me as far as current projects. Oh, what's happened, Caitlin?
Oh, well, you had good stuff. There's just two I was thinking about talking about tonight. The first one, I could not put this down until what is in my hand right now, but they are called Tracy's Magic Gloves. And so these are the gloves I'm using for the make along. And so I've never knit gloves before. And these gloves are knit, I guess you'd say, sideways. So the way it goes is you start with the pinky and you're going from the palm up to your pinky and then back down the back of your hand. And you're going back and forth over your hand.
So you're working essentially from your pinky towards your thumb.
Yes. And then the knitting is flat, but on a circular needle, because you've got that bend going, and you're like casting on to start each finger and then binding off and then starting the next one, casting on, binding off, casting on.
Oh, wow. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. And she made up her own cast on for the fingers.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's kind of fun. Something different. So I think that kind of covers it for me doing something new. And I've really enjoyed it. I knit the first one like maybe in a week, and now I think on the second finger on my second glove. And the instructions are really clear, and it tells you like which finger you're working on. She has videos, so I'm really enjoying the pattern. I think it's written well. There's two sizes listed on there, and then you can also play with needle size as needed. And then in the pattern, there's also a, I wouldn't say a chart, because it's like a hand. And if you end up finding you need to make a finger longer or shorter, you can track it. So that your next one, schematic, thank you. So that you can customize it for your hand.
Oh, that's perfect.
And remember what you did. So yeah, I think it's cool, and I think it's customizable. And
you're using a fingering weight, or
yes. So I am using. I purchased this yarn from Knit You Together, and in Excelsior, Kansas.
Okay.
And it's New Garden Yarns Backyard Garden colorway is Eclipse. So it's black yarn, and then it has like a little teeny rainbow section.
How are you finding knitting with the black?
Good. The first few times I was doing like the cast on, I put an overhead light on, but other than that, it's been fine. So yeah, I think they're really neat. I'm surprised there's not more projects, but at the same time, I was pretty intimidated. Like, this came out last year at some point, but I love it, and I love New Garden Yarns. I'm excited to finally use her yarn. Then my second one, I cast it on today, but it was like a several day swatching process.
Okay,
so this came up as a test knit on Saturday, and it just was, I was really drawn to it. So it is a worsted weight shawl, using two different colors, and it just looks fun, and I think it'll be really nice to add to my collection. I've been trying to wear my shawls more to work, and I need something that's kind of more of the earthier colors. Like, I have purples and grays and bright colors, but that's not always like matching more my outfit. Like
neutral, earthy. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect words, Kelsey. So I'm knitting it with Malabrigo Rios that I purchased at our local yarn store, Yarn Junction. And it is, the colors are ivy and white.
I like that ivy a lot.
Yeah. I love the variation in it, and yeah, I'm kind of on my way through it, and I'm excited. I think it's my first worsted weight shawl, so I'm excited to see how it works for me.
I'm excited for you. That shawl looks super fun.
Thank you.
I really enjoy my worsted weight shawls. Don't wear them.
Yeah, I'm curious to see like if it's something that will work for work, or will it actually be too hot, and will it be something like I wear when I go to a football game. And then I may be off on my colors, but that's okay.
That's okay. That is a very pretty shawl.
Thank you. And the knit, or the test knit like chat has been really great. It's Willow Lott is her designer's name, and they've been super great.
And that's on Yarn Pun?
Yes. Yeah, I'm on Yarn Pun.
Very cool.
So I think that's me. Yay. Kelsey, what are your FOs? What's on tap?
Well, let's see if you can turn my computer this way. Oh, yeah. You can see Muriel over there.
Hello, Muriel.
Muriel. Yay! Is my mannequin over there, my dress form. And she's currently wearing my mother's Azel pullover. And that pattern's by Heidi May. It's a little walnut creation. The velvet acorn, not quite the same. I had a great nut.
Yeah.
So anyway, I did the Azel pullover, which is super cute, and I want to steal it from my mother. I'm still waiting on the buttons, but it is absolutely perfect.
Oh, that's, I was going to give you a hard time. Like, I think you finished that like last week. You still have it.
I'm waiting on the buttons.
Okay.
Yes, if I didn't have the button, if I had the buttons, it would be out of the house already, because I actually saw Mom on Monday. But the buttons are big. I need like 1.5-inch button.
Okay.
Just because of the holes, or maybe 1-inch buttons, but they're still big button that are hard to find. And finding like a nice button, I don't want just like a black button.
You know?
I want something with a little character, but I'm coming up hard time, right? So hopefully sooner than later, so she can still wear it while it's winter. Not that it's, you know, cold anymore, but
I still think.
So yeah, that's a like big one. Then,
and that was out of Malabrigo Rasta, right?
Yes, that is. It's out of Malabrigo Rasta. I ended up using just shy of 700. I did the small medium size on a size 13. Turned out pretty well. I don't have it, but it'd be great. I ended up alternatings because I had two different colorways, and that actually gave it some great depth that I don't think it would have had otherwise. One color. I had planned to alternate skeins no matter what, but I'm glad it had the two similar colorways. So I'm excited to give that to mom.
Did it feel weird knitting with needles that big?
A little bit. More than anything, I had issue with the weight of it. By the end, it was so heavy, which I know you have. And at that point, I'd done a lot of things. My shoulder was hurting. I think I'm going to do two rows today. But yeah, I still managed to do it in under a month.
That's awesome.
Or I guess it was a little over a month. But yeah, hopefully I can give that to mom.
I'm excited to see the buttons you find because I think, like, yeah, they're hard to find, but when you find like a good button.
Right. I haven't found the right button yet.
And yeah.
Like mom said blue.
Okay.
But I almost feel like silver or wood might be better.
Yeah. Like looking at that, I would go wood.
Yeah. Like but, I mean, wood me. Wood just like screams.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give it a little bit of a contrast, a little bit of a little pop. The next one is made out of hands.
It's so cute.
I actually had started like a tank top that was I thought about doing like the super crop or something, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. I was liking it, but I didn't think I'd have quite enough. So then I ripped it out and started a hat.
Okay.
Which I didn't really follow a pattern. I just kind of did a 3x1 ribbing, knit for about 6 more inches, and then did a deep like regular crown, I guess. So I did that with half of it, half of my hand spin, which is about a sport weight yarn in Falkland from Three Waters Farm in a color called Rise and Shine. Has purples pretty. And teal and yellow and grays.
And that yellow looks so stunning against the other colors. I love it.
Really does, especially with that bright purple. And then I think I mentioned these on one of our last episodes. These are the cozy warm mitts. So they're matching with the hats. It worked out quite well. So it was a fractal spin so that there were 3 repeats of the colorway.
Okay.
And they all end up about the same width.
Yeah, that's awesome, Kelsey.
Yeah, that was really fun.
If you are giving that way, you need to take a picture of that. Like, that is awesome.
I don't know. I haven't decided whether it's going to be for me or if it's going to end up as a present or if it's going to end
up
in my shop. But I'll see.
They're beautiful.
They're so, like, the texture of the wool is just, like, luscious.
Oh, cool.
It's got, like, it's not a silkiness, but, like, I want to say creaminess, but that's not the quite right word.
Okay.
But it's just, like, this smoothness that is, like, buttery. Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see. They look really cool on, too, because, see, the pattern is up.
Oh, you did such a good length, too.
Karen Everett. So it has about 4 to 5 inches of a wrist cuff.
Okay.
Then comes up the hand, and it has a wonderful amount of thumb gusset so that it has like a good 1.5-2 inches of thumb. So your thumb actually gets covered.
Which is important.
Yeah. And then the top you do pretty long so that you have the option to fold it down. Like so.
That's awesome. Those are gorgeous. Those are really pretty.
We'll see. I don't know. These might end up in my box. And that is by Karen Everett. The hat I made up, but the mitts were by Karen Everett. Then we come back to spinning. I sort of mentioned it on our last episode, but I had the Watts Yarn Christmas mystery box.
Okay.
So there were 4 days in the mini mystery box. And each day had a different sheep breed and different color. So day 1 was this beautiful red.
Cool.
It's on Jacob. I might have my orders wrong at this point. This green is Devon, which is a little hairier. Then there's goldish brown color that is on Finish.
Okay.
Which was really kind of fun and soft and really bouncy.
Ooh.
And then there's this silver on Lincoln that is a little hairier as well. But it was really great to have each different breed and to try different breeds. I love
different breeds.
So oh, I did.
Those colors are so pretty.
They're kind of, I think she was going for candy, Christmas candy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think was where her intentions were on those, which is perfect. Perfect. And then there were add-ins, whether it was Firestar or like Neps and something else. But so I spun each day differently. I spun each day separate on its own as a three ply chain ply.
Okay.
And then I spun each day with something else. So there was an add-in, if you will, for the silver that gave it a little shiny. Oh,
sparkles!
Exactly. And then there's some gold.
Ooh.
So I did the red and the gold together. Silver back with the green.
Nice. And I did those look really nice.
Did the neps in the gold.
Okay.
The little like bits and bobs that give it a little tweed.
Yeah, I love the tweed. Yeah. Tweediness.
And then I have one more skein, which apparently did not make it to my table. But I took, so I spun each, or separated each day into three parts. And then on the last one, I spun all of them together. So I have all four colors into one. And that was fun. I have intentions to make a gnome out of them for my sister for next year.
That'll
be a Christmas gnome.
Christmas gnome.
Yeah.
Cool.
While I was doing those, I was just cleaning off bobbins. So I'm calling these my bubbles and squeak yarns. This one is a little teal. I think it's merino and Firestar. It's got some glitter to it.
I love it.
And then this one is bubbles and squeak, which was like Falkland and...
You're so lucky. We're virtual tonight. That would not make it home with you. It would make it home with me.
That's perfect. I still haven't given you your Christmas present.
Well, we will do that. When we decide to have our Christmas.
We will do. And then I have one more spinning project.
Okay.
Which we've kind of been leading up to. But it's my rainbow.
Yay!
They're not
very
orderly. I've been
so excited.
They're not very orderly.
I see the rainbowness.
Got red, orange, yellow, blue, and purple.
Yay!
Ta-da!
That's a beautiful rainbow.
Oh, it is. I can't wait to... Oh, so soon. Soon. One more thing to do. I think I'm going to spin one more to either... I haven't decided if I want to do white or brown or gray.
Okay.
If you have thoughts.
Yeah, they'd be all good with those colors.
Because I can do any of it. But they are a merino nylon blend. And they are some of the first things I actually like haven't completed on my new e-spinner. I did the singles on my e-spinner and then plied my wheel on my...
Is it easier to ply on your wheel or just... You were just mixing it up.
I felt like I would have more control with chain plying on my...
Okay.
Because I haven't had a chance to try.
Gotcha.
Coming up soon, I'm going to do a 2-ply first and do a 4-ply. I think I have a rhythm set. Like, I probably don't sit in the best way necessarily sometimes. I'm sure not everybody does. But, you know, sitting in a way that's comfortable may not be necessarily the best way. You get my drift. But I have a routine down of how to be and where I want them, if I'm doing it with my hands or foot.
Okay.
So it's kind of, it's just
cool.
I think that wraps it up. Oh, let me just say, I ended up with like about 200 yards. Like,
oh, perfect.
Of, yeah.
Yay.
I think that wraps it up for me.
You've been very productive.
I have. I've been
That's
trying
awesome.
To wrap up.
So I finished my Meg and Jane hat.
Yeah.
And I will see Mel on Saturday, so I can give it to her, and it's either her hat or her boyfriend's hat, depending on what they want to do. But I made two Meg and Jane hats, and one I made the main color black, and one I made the main color green, because Melanie's favorite color is green, and her boyfriend wears a lot of black, so kind of seemed like fun to like have little accents on his, and then hers be more green. So that is that guy. And since it was kind of funny when I weighed the yarn at the end, each was exactly 20 grams left.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm like, what are the odds of this happening?
That's pretty good.
I was
good.
Like that even, or maybe they started off not even between the hats. I just thought it was cool. So I left it. So I finished that. And then let's see here. That might be it. Yes, that's it. So okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's all I got. Just double checked, because the last one I finished before that was Riker's Iron Man hat, and we talked about that in our last episode. There we go. Oh, so we have some stash enhancements. And I think we both have Watts yarn enhancements because we kind of waited last episode.
We did. So we'll talk about them now.
Watts yarn. Do you think she'd be offended if we made a theme song for every time we talk about our Watts yarn?
Probably not. Watts yarn. I don't know.
It's a work in progress.
Maddie, if you have ideas, let us know.
It's because we want to do it. All right. Let's see what you got there, Kelsey.
So this one, super pretty.
Oh, I love it. It reminds me of like the ocean and mermaids.
It does. So I actually debated between this one and the one that I've already knit.
That pretty green.
These two came together. The pretty green and this other one is like a bright yellow and teal that fades. I'm so excited.
That's so fun.
Like, I don't know what to do with it yet, but it'll speak to me. But the colors are nice and bright and make me think of warm weather.
Which is perfect.
So I kind of, I have my drawer open. It's like these two would go together quite well.
Oh, that would be fun. I would never thought of that.
So it's a purple, which is also Watts yarn. This is the Gengar. Don't know. But so it would be a purple with the teal green. We'll see. I feel like that might ring shawl to me.
Especially if like it's, I don't know if striped, but like something where you're going back and forth between
sections,
the colors.
Right. Yeah. Some kind of section.
Sections. Cool. I'm excited that like to see that because I'm going to remember that. Hopefully.
Yeah, we'll see. So I don't know. It'll speak to me. And it's that her two-ply sock bait. But then the other one is pretty green.
That is knitted.
So yeah, that is my stash enhancement.
Excellent. We forgot to drink our beers.
Oh, we did.
I can talk, but if you would like to also drink while I'm talking, we could do that.
Why don't you go ahead and talk and then we'll.
Okay. I also got Watts yarn. Yeah, Watts yarn. We'll come up with a song. And I had asked her, so I have a lot of fingering in my stash and I actually like to knit thicker yarn. Mm-hmm. So I asked her if she had any, like, anytime there was some thicker yarn, I would be all about that. And so I got two matching skeins of DK and her Funfetti. And it is this like light tealy blue. Mm-hmm. I'm super excited. And like there's so much I can do with two skeins. So I'm really excited about it. It's gorgeous.
I wondered. I saw your entry for your yarn in. I was like, but that's only half of what I did.
Oh yeah, I guess I didn't think about that. But I just
no, it makes obvious sense. Like if you're knit thicker yarn, less yardage. So
there we go. Maybe that'll be my strategy this year. It's only buy really thick yarn, but then. Knit anything.
I'm going to start weaving. That'll be my thing.
Weaving is so beautiful. And then I also, this was also a Maddie idea of Watts yarn.
Definitely an influencer in this case.
So she was talking about this on our Discord chat, and it's a Lucet. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I'm saying that correct. And it's like almost like a two-pronged fork.
Totally.
And it's basically an I-cord idea with it, but you can do all sorts of things. I was looking into it and you can make lots of different like patterns with it. So I couldn't help it. I had to get one and then I got two. That's what I do. And I bought it off the same Etsy seller that Kelsey got my, which I could
ear drop spindle.
It's so pretty. So it hangs out with me every day that I get to work from home.
One day I'll teach you to use it.
I know I should do. I should try it. So I got one with a handle and one with no handle. So I'll see what I like. And I figured the no handle one might be a little more portable if I want to have one in a bike bag.
Sure.
Yeah. So we'll see. And I'm not sure when the next project I have will need something like that. But Maddie made some really fun shoelaces.
They're cool. Bright pink shoelaces.
So I might have to do shoelaces. I think it'd be fun.
It would look great in my Chucks.
Good idea. I would have to see how it like turns out to see what I could use it on.
I'm sure
there But I have shoes, so I could lace them.
Well, and you wouldn't necessarily have to use it with wool either. You could use all kinds of, like...
That's a good point. Yeah, that's me.
Well, that's fun. I'm excited about your new tool.
Thank you.
I want to see how it goes for you. I'm not committed yet to this Lucette thing yet myself.
I think there's a lot of things you can do with knitting needles and crochet hooks that'd be similar, but I don't know. It just spoke to me.
It's so fun to have something else.
Yeah.
A tool is a tool. It's fun to have tools.
It is. So beverage two?
Beverage two.
Okay. So this is very Caitlin beer. I believe we may have not had this exact one on the podcast, but we have versions of this on the podcast in the past.
Well, you're right. I think we've had versions. Yeah. I don't think we've had this exact one.
I think they do like a different one each year or something. Like it says it's a limited release.
There are variants that they'll do. Yeah. So like they have their main one and then they have like their seasonal ones and then they have a handful of variants on top of that.
And so it is from Westo Brewery, which is in Iowa. It's kind of north of us a bit. And this is part of their cocoa stout series. And this one is a vanilla bean cocoa. So it is a chocolate stout with cocoa nibs and vanilla beans.
I have had this one before today. And I liked it then. So I'm hoping I still like it now.
Oh, no. I don't think I've ever drank a Westo thing and not liked it.
I think I can probably say the same.
I'd say it kind of starts with the vanilla and finishes with the chocolate. Mm-hmm. I like it.
It's a light coffee roast, but not too acidic.
Yeah, I'd say it's smooth, medium to maybe. Well, no, I put this in a medium body, even for a stout.
I would say medium's solid. It doesn't by any mean like get to the back of your throat too heavily.
Yeah, this would be sessionable for me, but maybe not for everyone. Mm-hmm. I am a stout person.
Where it's funny is like I could probably session this more than DIP.
Yeah, compared to the first one that we had tonight, the black IPA.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That's really good though.
It's nice. I'm glad you like it.
I like their beers. A lot of their beers.
Because they're awesome.
I'm all for a good Iowa beer.
So I think that brings us to our topic tonight. Kelsey's been really excited about it, so I would like to allow you to intro it, unless I've thrown that at you too much, and then I won't.
No, I can go for it.
Okay.
So, kind of, you know, everyone's used to the pressure of resolutions or to-dos or what have you. But along the same lines of, you know, keeping things kind of free-flowing and as your move to do so, we'll phrase it that way. We're going to kind of do a little bit of a look back on what we did last year with some brainstorming on possibilities for our crafting in the new year. Does that sound good?
That sounds wonderful.
Perfect. So I think we'll kind of look back through some of the stuff we've done in the last year. We kind of set out some goals and like ideas that we wanted to do last year. And then kind of expand on those.
Excellent.
I joked that last year was going to be the year of the sweater, which I don't think it quite ended up being. I did do a lot of work on sweaters, but I felt like last year was a pretty general knitting year in the overall. So in 2022, I completed 48 projects for 5-6 sweaters.
So that was your goal?
Yeah, I guess so. So I did one for Garth, which was a little baby sweater. I did one for Charlie, which was a young kid sweater. I did one for Kaya, which is a baby sweater. I did my Hitofude, which we'll talk about a little bit more here coming up, which is a doll size sweater. I finished my Scrappy V20, which is a doll size. Ooh. If you want to count this one and count it, it's a top, my outline tee.
Oh, yeah.
And then I also finished my Pebbles sweater. And then there was the cardigan I made.
Oh, yeah. Your unicorn.
Yes, my unicorn. Where is it? There it is. My mood cardigan. So I ended up with 8 sweaters on the year.
Nice job.
Wow. Of all different sizes. 8 sweaters or tops. I'm impressed. So maybe it was the year of the sweater.
Yeah. Nice job, Kelsey.
It was great. I finished my Susie cardigan too. So I've knit cardigans, pullovers, I mostly knit cardigans though this year. I knit 4 cardigans, 4 pullovers. It's 50-50 split, not mostly one in the way or the other. But out of those, I really enjoyed all of them. I am so glad I did it. There's one of them still waiting to get to its recipient. One where the pockets, I haven't actually worn my Susie cardigan out of the house yet. I've been meaning to like tack the pockets to the inside.
Oh, okay.
And I accidentally tacked them the wrong direction.
Shoot.
So right now they go backwards instead of
forward. Okay.
And so I just need to make that switch and then I'll be ready to wear it. That's why you don't do that kind of thing after midnight. Do you want to go back and forth or do you want to?
Sure. Okay. This year my total projects was 55. Last year was 53. The year before was 59. But I do think that I have increased in the amount I knit, but I also increase in the size and difficulty in my projects. So like it's kind of just a number, but still kind of fun to see. I've been kind of consistent there.
It is kind of cool. Like I was at like 53 and 52 and then 48. So yeah, right in that. Kind of interesting to see how things go through over.
I did not have 8 sweaters in my 55. Maybe one year though, who knows?
Someday.
And you guys may remember I talked about this at the beginning of the year last year. But I have all my needles organized in pencil cases. And anytime I used a needle, when I put it back, I put a sticker on it.
Oh.
So this is only counting the needles that aren't in use. But I did tally it up. So my total uses of these needles was 53. And then my number of needles that are not in projects right now is 57.
Wow.
So I bought a lot of needles when I started. And really what qualifies is like I would grab more than one needle for a project, like just so I possibly had it. So it doesn't necessarily mean I knitted on them all, but I felt like I needed them. So I still think that counts as needing the needle, even if it was just swatching it.
You were swatching it, you used it.
Yeah, that's true. Or like, depending on the decreases or the size, like I'm like, actually this 40 is kind of really annoying to magic loop on this hat. I want a 32 or whatever. So I don't know, that's kind of cool. The size I use the most by like far was a US 3, which is a 3.25 millimeter. I would have not guessed that. But in my collection, I have the most of that size. And then I also have, I have 8, but I also have 8 in size 7, which is 4.5 millimeters, which I think is a pretty common worsted hat size.
I think they are. I think between those two, you have a lot of options.
Yeah. I have a lot of needles and now I have like interchangeable needles. And so I didn't really count like how much I've used that one and moved it back. But yeah, kind of interesting. I really did not expect my most used to be a 3.
I would have thought it would have been a little bit higher.
Yeah. I was thinking 3.5 or 4 millimeters. So a US 4 or a US 6. But hey, I mean, I guess that doesn't count. Like I didn't do it with my straight needles. Well, I just keep recasting on with those.
What size did you use on your garter squish?
Oh, 15s.
See, you use those more than you use the other.
That's very true. But they only got one sticker each because I only put them away once. Right. But yeah, I have two 15s at, gosh, how long are those? 60 inches.
So maybe next year you have to count like every day you enter in your journal.
Oh, that's a lot of record keeping. But like the accountant in me really wants to know. Like I think it'd be really interesting.
Don't do it.
I'd be texting Kelsey at like 4 a.m. being like, check this out. I did X amount of minutes on this one. Caitlin, go to bed.
It's a good thing that it doesn't like I'm glad that we can just text at whatever time. It's not gonna bother either of us.
Yeah, I'm all about like a text message is a message. Send it anytime. And I will check my phone when I'm able. As for my weights of yarn, by far, most of my projects were worsted. I had 36. But then Fingering was next at 11. And then I did nothing in bulky. this year.
Huh.
Yeah. I was like, huh.
I know I did bulky, worsted, DK, sport, and fingering. I'm not sure if I did any. Yes, I did do lace. I did everything lace to bulky.
Nice. Awesome.
I forgot about the lace shawl that I did.
Oh, yeah. That was the wedding shawl, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Should I keep going or we want to switch?
You can keep. Okay. Go for it.
Okay. I did one sweater, which is my goal was to do four. So.
Hey, you know what? Let's start.
Yeah. And I do love it and I wear it all the time. It's now in my rotation. It is a short sleeve. So if anyone doesn't count that.
I count it.
I count it. 5 pairs of socks. 1 pair of booties, which was my first booties ever.
They were super cute.
Thank you. And 3 pairs of mittens. One of those was convertible, but wasn't the flap. It cinched at the top. 7 hats, which is way less than this year's. Like, I think I did like 20 plus in the previous year. 2 shawls, 1 cowl, 1 headband, 1 blanket, which was my first blanket. I guess I went really big on my first blanket. I've attempted another blanket, but I never finished it and I frogged it. And now that's in this new blanket.
Gotcha.
19 dishcloths, 2 soap scrubby bags, 1 pot holder, 2 ornaments, and I think at least 7 test knits. It's not like an option when I was searching through my projects, but I tried to glance through.
Gotcha.
So yeah, so I completed my first blanket this year, my first headband, and so very different firsts than my previous year. Like my previous year was a lot of skills that I'd never done before.
Mm-hmm.
And this year it was more full different objects.
Sorry, I was just counting number of hats.
Oh, I want to know.
At least 19 hats.
Find one more.
Well, I think I had that. I think there are a couple in here that were like 4 hats in a grouping or something. So I think I did at least 20 hats this year.
Yeah. So our local yarn shop is having 23 hats and 23, but it has to be their yarn.
Huh.
And I'm like, oh. I like the idea of doing 23 hats in the year, but I want it to be whatever yarn makes sense in the moment.
True.
Which I am all about them. So I'd be happy to buy yarn there, but I also want to use no yarn.
Here's my theory on that. Like, does it have to be 100% their yarn? Could it be like mostly their yarn?
I bet I could go in and ask them. But probably not.
Well, we need to date there so we can go buy you some bulky yarn.
Yes.
So we can ask them then.
Because I need to make the sweater.
So we should go soon.
Okay.
But we'll go on a date to the yarn store and we will ask if it has to be 100% their yarn or if we can, you know, like other scraps. Because in that case, I have no issue with buying a few skeins of their yarn and being able to make, you know, 2.5 hats out of a skein. Food for thought.
Yeah, I talked for a while. How about you?
Let's see. On the sweater thing, we talked about my unicorn.
And
that was my Hito Fude, which I wear all the time and I love it. It was a big challenge for me, super big in lace. The only thing I wish is I wish I would have made the collar a little bit bigger, but that's about it.
Nice.
I wanted to do some Tunisian crochet this year and I did some. I finished 2 hats and I started a headband, which isn't done yet, but I'm not sure when that'll get done. I do like it. I still do want to do something bigger in Tunisian crochet. My only holdback is it tends to be a little bit heavier and that's just bothering my shoulder right now. So we'll see. My shoulder doesn't hurt. I won't.
Okay.
That's not a big deal.
Still frustrating though.
It is. It is a little bit. It said that I wanted to do a bigger garment with cables or lace. So I guess you could throw the Hito Fude into that same category.
Yeah, that was like all lace.
Yeah, it was all lace.
Teeny bit of ribbing, all lace.
But the nice thing is that is one sweater that while it looks complicated and it looks hard, it really isn't that bad going. Uh-huh. There will have to be something in color work. I did lots of color work. I love color work. I think this next year, I think way more color work this next year.
Okay.
In fact, I have a sweater quantity from Watts Yarn in a Yak Marine in this nice blue that I am just dying to knit with. And I just haven't found the right contrasts yet.
Okay.
I don't know if I want another yak base or if camel or if I just, I'm fine with merino, but I just haven't found the right like design color combination yet. But my hope is that in the next month or two, something comes up.
Okay.
Something will bring it started on that. I would like to have it for, yeah. My last looking back was on Thrummed Mitten. I did mittens this year. I did a number of mittens this year. And there's actually one that I think we're going to write up as a pattern this year.
Cool.
Especially
your lined ones?
Yes, my lined mitten.
I will pay to test it for you.
You won't have to pay me. You can just test it for me. Yes, I think I'm going to write that up as a pattern this year. And I really enjoyed those. I really enjoyed mitten, period. Mittens, mitts, fingerless mitts. I love them. And I think this year is going to have a theme of,
I love it,
three more mitts. And people like mitts. I had a lot of requests. Like, I had a couple pair of mitts when I was vending, and they are gone in a heartbeat. Well, I'm sorry, I don't have any more right now. So I think I'll be doing some of those.
Nice.
Yeah. See where that goes.
It'd be so cool. And then you could maybe even like sell printouts of your pattern next to them and be like, hey, here these are. And then if you want to pay a little extra, you can get the pattern.
Here's the pattern for these. Yeah. And hopefully I'll have a website up and then where that'll be by the end of the year. That's my goal. So I have a bunch of knitting, like brainstorming thoughts of things I want to do. And then I have like the digital side of knitting where I want to get like the digital world working. That makes
sense. It does.
So there'll be like crafting on the fiber side, crafting on the cyber side. How about you?
So what's so funny is like we haven't talked about this all day.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a similar thought. I think this year is going to be the year of the hat for me, though.
Okay.
But like I was here talking, I'm like, oh my God. It's just so funny. So I was looking back at my previous years, and like my first year, my big project was my sweater. And then mm-hmm. I had the dumpster fires. And this year, or this previous year, was a garter squish. And I think I would like another big project. Like, it seems like each year I kind of like having some sort of thing. And I didn't do as many knitted gifts this year. So I think I'm just going to make a bunch of hats and kind of like my dishcloths. If they're really good, I'll save them as a gift. If they're not, I'll keep them for me.
That's, you know, I think that's a good philosophy. Starting in the beginning of the year, you know, hey, I'm going to set out to do this. And it's like, yeah, if this one's really cool, it's going to go to this person or this destination, or this one not really quite so great. It's going to be mine.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know about 23 if that's going to happen, but that'd be kind of neat.
I might make that a goal just in general, just 30 hats.
I have switched one of my bike projects. Like I plant projects. And so I have one planted on each of my main bikes. So I've like just sitting on bikes. And my electric fat tire bike now has a hat in it.
Good.
And I have not talked about it. Sorry, guys. I have casted it on and done a little bit of ribbing, and it's just a basic hat. But yeah.
Jeez. Leave out all the details. Basic hat.
The colorway is fun though. It's just Cascade Yarns. And I don't have it written down what it is. And I'm just using the Be Loving pattern by Melissa Simpson. I've used it several times. But if I have more hats on my bikes, but I also have this goal that maybe will never happen to knit all of my cotton yarn. But I am almost through one cone, but I have like easily 10 cones of cotton. So we'll see. We'll see. I'm good. If anyone needs a washcloth or a scrubby, so I've got the cotton.
Saying I don't need to buy you cotton.
Well, not dishcloth cotton. And I don't know if I've knit with any cotton, even with blends that are not dishcloth cotton. I think that's somewhere it would be cool to venture into.
Right.
Let's see. So I think that this year I was going to keep it a little simpler. I still am very interested in completing the sweaters I talked about. The Abreco is on the needles sitting right next to me. So I do plan on completing that. I'm on the body right now. Reese by Stephen West. I am all about that sweater. So that's also up there.
That's the one that has like the kind of like holes. I don't want to say holes, but like, right?
It's a bunch of color work. It does kind of look like holes, though. It's like spots, I guess, and stripes.
Oh, yes, yes, it is spots. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I was.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm not disagreeing, but they're not holes. I don't know. But they look like holes.
I might have to add this one up there. This one might need to pop and bang. I
think it's fun.
That could be done with so many different options.
You know, I like was so set on Bloomsbury DK on getting some of their yellow, and it's still not available.
It's still not available?
No, I've checked back about every month, and wow. The yellow is not. If I was in the UK, it would be there. Like, darn it.
I think we need to start writing them and be like, hey, what would it take?
Yeah, I think because that was off Lovecraft.
Yeah.
I think I do have a notification on there if it does come up, but like, I also could enjoy like looking in my stash or supporting a local dyer, but
still,
yeah,
it just seems like in a crazy amount of time if you're gonna have your product off there, like,
yeah, maybe it like snuck in between me checking, who knows,
possible.
But I think that's me. I think it's really great that like we have these ideas and we talk about them, but it's also like I thought I was going to start off the year one way, and I'm now knitting a worst weight shawl, and I'm as happy as could be. So I think it's nice to kind of check in and see what we've done and see what we're thinking we're going to do, but also just enjoy what's coming next.
I've definitely been embracing the idea of just allowing the project to come to me. Like, it's going to show up. There's going to be something that calls me, whether it's the yarn or the pattern or something is going to say, hey, you need to make this now, whether it's knitting, crochet, whatever it's going to be. I really want to embrace the idea of just letting things happen. But at the same time, I kind of want to break my knitting into like three groupings of knitting for me, knitting for charity, and knitting for my shop. So that I spend like not equal time, but like some time free.
Yeah.
So we'll just, you know, see what the year brings. I'm excited for a new year.
Me too. I'm with
you. I've been doing a lot of knitting projects. Like if I have a batch of yarn and say like a handful of different colors, and I do like one project, I've been like purloining those yarns onto the next project.
Okay.
And kind of seeing what it takes to use up all that yarn. I'm kind of enjoying that. I want to see where that goes without having that have to be a thing.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, if it fits in the next project, great. If not,
right.
That's okay too.
On one of the latest episodes of Knit More Girls, they were talking about whether you buy it and you make your project and you put the rest away in your stash. You never know when you're going to need it later. Or you use it up right away into something else. And so there's kind of that debate of both sides. Okay, you have it, like, it's great. You can use it in some other project down the line, whatever. Or do you use it right away and just go?
Yeah.
Hard to say. I can see both sides. And yeah.
Like, yeah, I like that pirate hat I made. I had like 5 grams left in like red or white or something. It was like perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like one of those scenarios. Like I didn't need it. Until I did.
Exactly.
But there's other things that are sitting and I'm like, will that ever become something if I don't make it something?
Right. Then it's just going to sit and go. I don't know. I think I feel like wanting to do stuff this year.
I like it.
There's one thing you haven't talked about on your list and I want to ask you about it.
Okay.
You said you wanted to crochet something.
Yeah, I haven't done that. I think it's really going to take someone sitting next to me to make me do it because I just love knitting so much.
That is fair.
But I could also really love crochet.
Who knows? Maybe yeah. You will.
So I don't know, we'll see. Someday I'll do more than a crochet.
Yeah. Until then, the crochet chains are great.
Yeah.
Besides, that's really all you need for a provisional cast on anyway.
Yeah, that's why I've done it. That's it.
Okay. Well,
oh, go ahead.
Oh. Do you have anything else you'd like to talk about?
I think we're good. I think we've got a lot here.
Perfect.
Okay.
So then, have you learned anything about biking this week?
I have. I'm surprised I haven't brought this up yet. Because this is definitely a thing. So in my notes, it just says train tracks. So especially on most size like normal size tire bikes. That or even like big spaces between bricks can actually sink your tire and you will stop.
Absolutely. You can actually get your tire like caught between them or in between them, or it'll turn your bike sideways.
Yeah. And it can, not to scare anyone, but it can be kind of not, it can be bad. So anytime you see like a big ridge, and I think train tracks are like the biggest one. And like I've seen on a lot of the trails in our trail system, they actually angle it, even if it doesn't like make sense. Like you're looking, you're like, well, I want to go straight. And it actually like has you kind of merge to the right and then go left or something. And that's because they're trying to get you to go directly across it, because that's the best way to go across train tracks. Because if you have that second, you're kind of going parallel with it and you turn a little and then you sink, then you're stuck. So you want to go straight across them the best you, or like perpendicular, if you think about your wheel track, so that doesn't happen. And then you're good to go and it's no big deal.
The very first summer that I started commuting to my college campus, mm-hmm. I was commuting about 6 miles each way.
Okay.
And I crossed 3 sets of train tracks.
All right. 6 miles.
And the first day I rode with my dad to the school so that like, cause he is a professor. He rode his bike every day of summer. So I just figured I'd ride my bike every day of summer. And so dad and I would ride to school together.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. I missed those days. So he and I would ride to school together in the mornings. And then we had different schedules in the afternoon. So we'd come home at different times. But that was one of the most like freeing summers of my life and like really gaining some independence. Yes, I had gone to college. This was my like sophomore or junior. And it was just nice to have that freedom. But like the very first day that I rode with dad to school, I'd never gone over train tracks before on my bicycle because I didn't grow up near them. It was far enough away. I wasn't like really by them. And he made sure to tell me to go perpendicular at a great 90 degree angle, and being very scientific about it, was explaining it to me and did it and just fine and everything, of course. And yeah. So that's just a memory.
I love that memory. That's actually, this is something like my grandpa first instilled in me. And then I've since talked to people where it has happened to them, and it like it can break your bike. You can hurt yourself. So you just, if you're, as long as you're straight ahead and you're not trying to go down next to it, you're good to go. But
and there's
yeah,
absolutely nothing wrong with stopping your bike to walk it over across.
Absolutely.
Absolutely not, because it is better to get across them safely, because sometimes they can be bigger and deeper, and but yeah, it's the best to either go perpendicular or to walk them across.
Perfect. I'm trying to like count the train tracks I pass on the way to work now. I think I have two. Yeah, I think two. Do you think I would have that like memorized? But I don't know.
I just feel like that's one of those things though that like you're yeah. not really paying attention to unless you're in the act of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, like you're just like driving to work. You're not really, you are paying attention, but you're not paying attention to all the details.
Yeah. I'm mostly like looking at how pretty it is everywhere.
You do have a very pretty commute.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. It's a little longer, but I like it. Yeah. So I think that's what I got tonight. How are you, Kelsey?
I don't really have much to add. I don't.
Perfect. Well, knit all.
The thing.
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and on Tapped as Gravel Knits. Our website is gravelknits.com. You can email us at gravelknits@gmail.com. You can also support us on Patreon at patreon.com/gravelknits.
You can find me, Kelsey, on Instagram and Ravelry as Bikes, Brews, Use, and on Tapped as Kelsey.
You can find me, Caitlin, on Ravelry and Instagram as Caitlin and Lloyd. And then I also have a secondary Instagram, which is Caitlin and Lloyd Knits and Bikes. Please let us know what you'd like us to talk about. And we'd love to hear what you think about the show. If you like the podcast, please share it with a friend.
Gravel Knits believes everyone deserves to be included in love, regardless of who you love, beliefs, color, size, your gender, or whatever else makes you you. Please keep in mind that we are human. And while we are trying to educate ourselves, there is always more to learn. And any critiques are
dead. Woo-hoo.